94.7 The Pulse. That was, of course, if you're playing along at home, that was Tori Amos. It was not the Rock Melons, as erroneously trumpeted before. It's 8:20 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and we've got the Pulse debate coming up at 9. And in the studio with us now, we've got the moderator of those debates, Mr. Mitchell Dye. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning to you all. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Jumping out of our skin, Mitchell.
That's right. I'm very excited as well. It's going to be full on.
So, to get it straight, at 9 a.m. you've got the Lara electorate, and at 10:30 the Geelong electorate?
Correct. So, yeah, two electorates in one day. And the polls are actually open today. If you want to vote early, you can actually go down to your early voting centre today.
You don't have to have an excuse why you're voting early. You can just
rock up. They do want most people to show up on the actual day, because there's more voting centres available on the day, obviously, than just about one per district. But that said, if you want to jump in today, you can cast your votes, but not before listening to our debates to see all the candidates and what they have to offer.
And so you've got all the the full range of the major parties and the minor candidates, etc.
Yeah, so for the Lara debate, we've got Labor and Liberal, obviously. The Greens are coming in. They've just arrived as well. We've got the Country Alliance Party. So pretty much all the parties that were on the ballot paper just before it closed, because you did have to organise a few different things before then. So a couple of them that came in at the very last minute we couldn't get a hold of, but pretty much the entire range of candidates are going to be there. But the main ones are Labor, Liberal, and of course the Greens.
Because there are some small independent candidates, aren't there? And they're the ones you're saying don't think they won't be there.
Well, there will be a couple of independents that are there, and also from the minor parties, but obviously the ones that came through at the very last minute.
Yeah.
Because the ballot paper pretty much closed on the 13th, so we had to organise things a little bit before then. So not everyone is going to be here, but most people are going to be here. So if you have a question for the candidates, you can rest assured that it's going to be covered by a range of different parties.
So people listening at home now, it's 20 minutes away from 9. The Pulse is at 68 Little Rowery Street, Geelong, behind the Village Cinemas. You've got time to get in. There's plenty of parking around here. You can come down and naturally be an audience member for the debate. It's quite comfortable here. And quite possibly frame a question yourself from the audience, and you've got some questions people have sent you as well, have you?
That's right. During the week, we've been putting out the call for questions on our website, 947thepulse.com/ask, and people have been filling that out with their questions. So I've got the list with me. So we're going to try and get to as many of those questions as possible. We're also really encouraging questions from the audience. Plus, you can join in the conversation on Twitter. You can use the hashtag Lara Debate for the Lara Debate and hashtag Geelong Debate for the Geelong Debate.
Right, and you can put a question on Twitter.
That's right. And your tweets are going to appear on our screen.
Oh, okay. But you'll be moderating. You'll have a laptop there with the screen. You'll have to look down at the tweets as they come in.
And there's a projector, which we've got set up. You can probably just see it out there in the foyer. They're just getting that sorted. And that's going to have the tweets coming up relevant to each debate. So if you want to tweet and have your say during the debate, you can just go on Twitter and then your tweet will appear on the screen.
Jeez, you're all over that, Mitch.
We're trying to be. We're just about there, I think.
Fantastic.
Yes. Just
fantastic
a question, stuff. Mitchell. You're saying that the polling booths are going to be open today.
Yes.
Will there be someone from the parties there handing out brochures?
Pretty much. I think most of the major parties will have someone there, depending on what their prospects are. Like if you're in a safe Labor seat, maybe the Liberal Party won't necessarily show up to hand out at pre-polling.
Right.
But, you will see all the volunteers from each party outside ready to give you stuff.
Do you know where is the polling booth in Geelong?
So for Geelong, it's in Jerringhap Street. It's at the Focus 5 building. It's on the ground floor there.
Opposite the courthouse.
Yes, so it's pretty central location, and you can even walk down to there from here after listening to our debate. You can then walk down to the building.
I'll tell you one great side opportunity for many people at Geelong that about around this election. A mate of mine, I didn't think of this myself. He got a casual job like manning an election booth out in the north part of Geelong. $2,000 for 2 weeks' work.
Wow.
Yep. And he said, if you work on the Saturday, on election day, you get $400 just for the Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's just for being the person who sits down and crosses names off.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah, what a good gig. Didn't think of that one.
I'm told it is a pretty good gig if anyone's interested in taking it up.
It's gone now. I mean, it's too late
well
for this
and
one.
Truly.
But remember next time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're always looking for people. We actually had them on our program, and they said, we're still looking
for people.
It's a long
day.
If you're a listener.
It's a long day.
It is. It's like, you have to be there early before 8 o'clock when they open, and then you've got to be counting it. Say it's probably like 13, 14 hours.
Yeah, it is a long day.
You're getting $400 for the day, though. Mm. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good little bonus. Bickies. If you're not doing anything else.
Is that tax-free?
Probably not.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Although we're not qualified to give tax advice on this program.
You get to slip a few extra votes in on your own behalf.
Right. That's right.
We on air.
No, so any surprises you expect in the local candidates? Is there anybody that pretty much...
I mean, there's always a few interesting parties that pop up.
No wild cards?
Well, there's no, Palmer United or anything like that. So in that regard, it's pretty stock standard. But, I suppose it's all closed now, so there's not really going to be many surprises. But maybe the surprises will come from the questions that we get from the audience. I want to know what the big issues are for them.
I reckon it's too. As a voter myself...
Yes, I think we're all voters here.
Of course. I'm really interested in the candidates that express Geelong issues. You get a lot that will, like from the major parties, will just... They'll have the message from Canberra, and they'll say, "Oh, we're for jobs and growth and this." They'll just reiterate what their leaders say from Party Central. I like local candidates that actually talk about things that we know in Geelong need addressing.
And a big thing for me is making sure that we're talking about things that they can actually do. So there's no point having a state candidate talking about a federal issue. No. We can ask our federal representatives. So I really want the questions to focus on the state candidates and what they can actually do for Geelong.
And how they can do it. You're right, because you get a lot of some of those minor parties who know they're not going to probably get far, but they'll promise you the earth, because I know they're never going to have to deliver.
That's right.
So yep. Very interesting.
We're trying to get it all under control here.
All right. Any more questions?
I haven't got anything to say on any of that.
No. Well, good luck, Mitchell.
Thank you very much.
May you moderate in success, my boy.
Thank you very much. Good on you.